Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Shad and I are chatting with Christopher Mulan. He is the founder and editor of The Technical Traders. Now Chris, we're going to start off with a chart that you sent to us before recording. I'll post it below this interview. It breaks down the gold price priced in a number of different currencies, six different currencies, and it shows the downtrend line that gold was in these currencies, dollars, and the fact that gold has finally broken out pretty much across the board in six different currencies out of that downtrend. Chris, break down this chart for us. What is that telling you about gold and its potential here?
Sure. Yeah. Well, obviously, we're seeing global concern. We're seeing people globally moving into gold. It's starting to outperform other currencies. And that to me is a sign that fear is creeping into this market. People don't want to be holding fiat currencies. And the fact that's breaking out in all of them is a sign that there's actually some pretty strong momentum behind gold. I mean, it's been in a downtrend for several months. It's been a painful year watching it just kind of drift lower. But when you step back, look at the big picture, it's a mega bull flag pattern pointing to much higher prices. 2700 would be the next upside target for gold, and then 34. So there's lots of upside potential. And the fact that's breaking out in all these currencies is just showing there's global kind of commitment. There's lots of weakness in currencies, and gold is kind of that play. If you think your currency is going to fall in value or there's concerns, people move to a physical asset to protect themselves, because the last thing you want to do is hold a currency that drops 20 to 40% when you could be in gold that could actually, you know, keep that currency the same, your value the same, or potentially go up dramatically higher, which is the game plan here. So that's what this chart is telling us. It's just showing us that gold is a very good store of asset versus all these other fiat currencies.
So Chris, because this breakout is happening pretty much across the board here, and it's gold in US dollars, it was really the last one to start to break above this downtrend line. Does that give gold bugs the all clear here to say that gold is going up from here? Maybe not straight up, but boy oh boy, it looks like it's set up very well.
Yeah, when you look at the monthly chart of what gold has been doing, I mean, it's breaking out of a falling trend line. Last month we had a close above that level, which is a very strong sign. So yeah, you could argue this is a very early stage of a new breakout. Gold should have a multi-month, potentially a 1 to 2 year rally from this point, and that should drag obviously miners up with it. So this is, you know, based on the monthly chart, long-term investing, this is a breakout for an investor to get in and buy and hold for potentially another big run to the upside.
So Chris, do you think this is going to be a run just in gold, or are the gold stocks going to follow along? Because what I'm getting here is that it's more of a defensive trade. People getting into gold, that doesn't necessarily mean that gold stocks can also benefit.
Yeah, I think gold miners are going to rally as well, but they might definitely struggle a little bit more than gold itself, because really gold broke out in 2019. It's usually the biggest, slowest kind of moving thing. We typically see, you know, the micro, the small cap gold stocks go first, and then the large caps, and then we see, you know, gold and silver break out. Well, it was totally backwards this time around. Gold broke out first beyond everything else in 2019. And I think we're seeing more people globally wanting to just move to physical gold than we are just seeing, you know, everyone piling into speculative gold stocks and trying to go. So I think gold is actually going to be one of the most stable climbing assets going forward, because if we do see the broad stock market sell off, that selling will put pressure on all stocks, including gold miners. They might hold up and maybe still go higher, but they'll definitely have this constant pull on them if the stock market is trying to sell, is selling off at the same time. But gold, I think, is a little disconnected. It's more global. People are trying to like pick it up and own it and hold it. So I think naturally gold's going to want to kind of just drift higher and higher as the kind of ultimate kind of defensive play.
Now, what about bonds too? We've seen yields drop a little bit. But you know what? Yields were also rising for most of last year, I guess we can say. When it comes to the overall bond market, do you see investors also taking that defensive stance and going more into bonds, so yields dropping?
Yeah, bonds have been treading water here for a few months, trying to build a bottom. It looks like they're putting in a bottom. Finally, bonds, the TLT 20-plus year Treasury bonds, is flirting with the 50-day moving average. It's traded above it the last couple of trading days. It's starting to push up to multi-week highs here. And if bonds get traction at this point and start to rally, that to me is going to be a sign that, hey, big money is moving into bonds. Bonds is a massive market. So when bonds move, we know there's huge money moving into them. And if money's moving into bonds, it's got to be coming out of somewhere. And usually we see big money move into bonds, it's coming out of equities. And that's just going to be a leading indicator that, hey, this stock market rally may be finally running out of some juice. Stocks could struggle for several months here. And really, the only things that are going to do well are going to be some defensive plays, potentially utilities, precious metals, miners, and bonds going forward, because it's just the way the money's flowing right now. It's very mixed signals here, and we haven't seen a real shift yet. We're on the verge of seeing defensive plays come to life, and we're going to see what shines. Is it going to be miners? Is it going to be gold and silver and bonds, or are we going to just see the stock market kick back into a new uptrend, and we're going to see new market leaders take off that aren't defensive? So we're in this limbo, and I've been in cash for a few weeks here with subscribers saying, you know, we've got to wait till this market confirms, because there's going to be a very big move here, I think, any week, and it's going to be a big rally or it's going to be a big sell-off. There's going to be huge swings in different sectors and assets and commodities. And because the market doesn't have any real clear insight at this point, we're just kind of sitting in cash waiting for that signal. We want confirmation before we do something.
Well, Chris, hearing about the safety play going into gold, going into bonds, going into utilities for the dividends, are you concerned that if traders are going to rotate into that more safe haven approach, could the general markets be under pressure? What's your outlook on the general markets then?
Yeah, so I think the general markets are, I mean, they're still in a raging bull market. They're still in an uptrend. The odds are it's going to go higher. That's just the way the markets and trends work. Trends are more likely to continue than they are to reverse. With that being said, the market is showing less and less internal strength. A lot of defensive plays are starting to come to life. And to me, what that means is instead of money piling into the small caps and into all kinds of highly explosive kind of growth stocks, we're seeing that money, I think, going to rotate into these defensive plays, and the stock market is going to flounder. It could chop sideways, trade sideways or lower for a little while. Maybe it does what it did back in February of 2020, where it actually still continues to slowly grind higher and higher, the stock market, but we see those defensive plays dramatically outperform the stock market. So there was a point where the S&P 500 rallied something like 4 or 5% over several weeks in 2020, before the COVID crash. And we were seeing bonds rally like 15%. We were seeing gold and silver miners rally dramatically. I think we're going to see that same type of thing going forward. So I'm just saying the defensive plays, I think, are set up to outperform the stock market. Doesn't mean the stock market's going to crash or continue to go higher. I'm just saying it's very uncertain right now. When it's uncertain, we step back and we wait for a clear signal, because it really is throwing a dart at the board at this point. There's so many mixed signals going forward. I think the defensive plays are going to come to life. But again, we just have to wait to see it versus, you know, trying to get in front of it and cherry pick it.
Yeah, we're definitely at a big inflection point here in many markets. So I've got to ask you then, how about the commodities in general? We've seen a nice run in the commodities, everything from copper, nickel, steel, lumber. We've seen the soft commodities and grains moving higher. Some of that's based on the inflation expectations. But we've seen quite a move in oil. And in particular, I'd be interested to get your thoughts on where you think commodities may be headed. And I know you follow the oil market closely. So where do you think energy could go from here?
Yeah, well, I mean, typically when we get near the end of a stock market, a bull market, which I think we're slowly getting there, we will see precious metals and energy outperform. And we have definitely been seeing that over the past couple of months. Energy stocks have, have really come to life this year. They did take a bit of a breather for a couple of months, but they're back. They're on fire again, hitting new multi-month, multi-year highs, depending on the energy sector. Precious metals are moving up. When you look at crude, crude just broke out of another massive bull flag pattern that is pointing to $77 as its next upside target, $77 per barrel. And then after that, it's about $88 per barrel. I think that's going to catch a lot of people off guard. But the chart is pointing to much higher commodity prices. Obviously, if currencies are going to continue to fall, commodities, most of them are based in U.S. dollars, so commodities naturally are going to want to go up in value. And so all the things are pointing to the signs that we are in the late stages of a bull market. Commodities are coming to life. You know, interest rates are low. Currencies are dropping, and fear is slowly starting to creep in with people moving back into commodities like precious metals and bonds and utilities. So it's going to be very interesting to watch over the next several weeks here as all this unfolds. This is a major shift that's potentially happening. It's not something that's going to happen in 1 or 2 weeks. It's something that's going to take a few months to unfold. But it's definitely an important inflection point. Commodities, I still think, are going to want to push higher from here.
Okay, now as you said, Chris, this potentially is a key inflection point because I know a lot of market watchers will say, look, I've heard that the market needs to be weak, needs to go through a correction, even a major correction. But quite frankly, we just keep on seeing this buy the dip mentality. What are you going to be watching in terms of sectors, in terms of maybe even individual stocks, to give you a bit more insight saying that this time truly is different? There isn't the buy the dip mentality that's going to come in.
It's really tough to get a gauge if it's not a buy the dip. Really, if it's not a buy the dip type of play, that means we've started a bear market. And a lot of damage has to be done to these long-term trends just for us to actually get a confirmed downtrend. We need to see like a 15, 20% haircut in price. And then price needs to stall out and kind of maybe bounce or pause for a little while. And then it needs to break those lows that it had made in the previous months to really confirm a technical downtrend. So, I mean, if it was to drop to those levels, depending on how far it drops, if it was to drop 15 or 20%, depending how it rallies after that or moves after that, it could still be a buy the dip mentality. But if it starts to break those lows after a bounce, you could argue that might be shifting us into a much more significant correction. And a lot of it's going to have to do with what's happening with yields, what are bonds doing, what are precious metals doing. When those things start to rally, then we know we've probably got a pretty serious problem. It'll be interesting to watch the high yield bond market too. If the high yield bonds start to really kind of sell off, that means people are starting to see red warning signs for individual companies. So, I mean, it's really hard to say what am I looking for. It's going to take a long time to play that pattern out, and then how it resolves that pattern from there is how we're going to decide. Do we get back in on a new buy signal, or do we take advantage of falling prices as it starts to break down? But a bear market, I mean, that is most likely several months away. It might not even happen this year. They take several months to unfold, and you can see them coming, which is nice. There's big, slow moving. You just have to kind of play it one bar at a time.
All right. Well, Chris, that's why I enjoy following along with you, especially at the Technical Traders website, which I will post a link to below. Chris, thanks for your time. Let's see if this more defensive shift plays out and, well, how gold, the gold stocks, and some of these other sectors react. Chris, thanks for your time, buddy. We'll chat again in another couple weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Chad.